Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's the one and only. It's your host, Jesse Jackson. I'm giving you some more good content coming your way. It's been a while since I made a little bit of a recording of a podcast. So hopefully you're still enjoying my older content. Go check it out. I'd appreciate it. Download Anchor if you want. You can make your own podcast, guys. It's really easy. Anyways, let me get into today's episode. So, you know, today is all about you, because every day should be about you. At the same time, you know, what I'm telling you to do is put your best self forward, put your best foot forward, you know. At the same time, you need to be a realist. You need to know what it takes, what it's going to take from you, how far to keep going. Keep trying, never quitting. You can never quit. There's no such thing as failure. Quitting is not possible. You get up, you have to live. Your heart's beating. Mentally, you need to get over anything that you have mentally hurdled. If it's loneliness, go find a friend. Go find people. Go do things that are going to be healthy for yourself. You know, people got to quit bad habits, quit smoking, quit drinking. You know, live a pure, successful life, right? You know, people know things are bad for them, yet they still continue to do things. And it slowly destroys them. And they know that it does deep inside, but yep, they know they need to make the proper change, yet they don't make that change. So what you need to do is you need to make the change, and you have to do it for yourself. You have to think of yourself more than anyone. You have to say, I love myself. I'm going to make it. I can do this. I have this. This is going to be easy for me to do, and I'm going to be better for it tomorrow, and I'm going to appreciate my change in behavior. And that's what you need to think about in life. You think, how do I change my behavior and improve for the future? And you need to think of that every day. Smile more, be happier, live for yourself. No one can take your fire. No one can take your fire. No one can take your energy. No one can take your smile. And you have to have this impenetrable attitude. Nothing will ever defeat my happiness. Nothing will ever defeat your internal happiness. You need to tell yourself this. Nothing will defeat my happiness. Repeat this phrase 100 times until you absolutely, unquestionably, unshadow-of-a-doubtably believe this statement. And let me tell you, my friends, your world will change. You need to psychologically gear yourself up to win, 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 win. Losing is never an option. You have only the next thing to achieve in line. And then you have to learn how to talk people up, build people up, have people want to be around you. You are an asset. You are a line of vitality to everyone else. Now think about that. Dream it, sleep it, be it. You are a line of vitality to everyone else. People need to be envious of your vitality and your energy and zest for life. I've seen a guy I work with, and, you know, he's inspiring, and people inspire each other all the time. Now, what I want to share is that, you know, people can do things, and we can do things for each other. Not everything has to be about, you know, money of some sort. You can do things just to help a friend out. You know, I remember I did some things. I helped a buddy out. I was there for someone. You know, life is sometimes a sacrifice, but the ones who can love you the most will show you through it, through their actions and their loyalty. You know, remember that. So profound. Now, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, appreciate the people who do stick around, because when you start to realize that people don't always have the same reason to stick around, then you can question, well, you know, the people who did stick around, I can treat them good. It's like the rich man who married poor and keeps his wife as he's rich, right? Lots of men did that. Lots of men have. You know, that's honorable, right? You know, it can take, I'll tell you, people don't know the positive outcome of a strong relationship connection. There is probably no doubt Jeff Bezos would have never been Jeff Bezos and the richest man in the world if he had not married the wife he had. A man gets extreme confidence in a relationship with a woman. my confidence would triple 20,000 times if I had a girlfriend. I'd be loving and devoted, right? My confidence would just skyrocket. Anyways, you know, so what I'm telling you is that a good, strong, loving relationship can be everything. You know, you need to find more will to live, more things to do energy for, more things to have energy for. You know, I think what happens is, you know, we become relaxed. We become, you know, relaxed is a good thing. Now, I want you to feel like you're getting enough sleep and you're getting enough rest and you can relax. But, and or at the exact same time, you need to be taking care of yourself and making sure you're not overdoing life too, right? There is a balance. You're only human. I've learned this lesson far too many times. Yes. Anyways, now let me tell you. So, as you progress through the world and you realize, you know, what you give your time to is either going to return it to you in a certain way that you either like or you don't like. And that's everyone. Now you have to find out how to return the time you give out in this world and get it returned to you in a way where you are feeling enjoyable and enjoying it. Whether it's a passion, it's a job, it's seeing your grandmother, watching movies with your kids, something like that. You need to enjoy it and you need to remember it and love it and share it and cherish it and tell other people that you do cherish it and you love to share the connections you have with these people. Now, let me tell you, this is important. And let me tell you, you know, you want people who can feel you on an emotional level too. You know, sometimes people do not have that type of connection with even their family at times, you know, and sometimes you do. And I'll tell you, having a good person to connect with really can mean a whole lot. But I'll tell you, you know, you need to be a realist about it. You need to say, well, you want to survive. Life is about surviving. At the end of the day, we could all be poor and be homeless, living out of garbage cans, doing nothing. If that's, and or not even doing nothing, but that could be a reality. In some countries, it is a reality, right? In some countries, they don't even have a good economy. In some countries in Africa, people are still child soldiers. And in order to, you know, in order to even feed themselves, they have to kill, right? They have to kill people. I was talking to a guy today, and the guy was telling me, he actually went to Africa and he said, yeah, there's kids still killing people today in order to get food. You know, it's so sad. It's so sick. So, you know, count your blessings. At the same time, you know, sure, if you feel like you want to go help out, make a charity, go do so. Get attention for good things and people get on board. You know, practical things are no longer extremely practical unless even or you are getting massive amounts of attention for it and or also getting the value that you deservingly so deserve, right? You know, so if you're good at something, people want the best. People want someone who's really exceptional at something. You need to be showcase your skills. Be exceptional at something. Now, let me tell you, a lot of people, you gain confidence through being really good at something. When I used to be really, really good at something, I was confident. And I knew I was really, really good. And other people knew I was really, really good. And they wanted to be with me because I could teach them and or show them. And I'd give them confidence and show them confidence because I was good at something, right? Now, so, you know, what I'll tell you is that you need to become someone who is valuable. Now, I remember this and I was always remembering this and I remember it and it comes back to me and it clicks in my own head because I put it on my podcast. I say, bring value. Now, how do you even do? Why does it relate to what I just said? Because what I just said also brings a type of value. People like to be around those who are confident. People like to be around those who have good ideas. People like to be around those who want to make them help themselves feel better about themselves. And this is why society does what it does. This is why society is indulging in drugs. And society has people killing themselves and overdosing on fentanyl because people think they need to feel good so badly. This is the only solution. No, you know, life is partly misery. Let me tell you, Life is a reality. We could die by a grizzly bear's mouth if we go off into the forest and get too lost. A cougar could kill us. Yes, yes, yes. We live in a vicious world at times. The weather can take your home. A tornado could take your house. A flood can destroy your life. A fire can burn your house down. These things happen all across the world, all the time. Okay, now let me tell you. So what this means is that life can turn to misery at the same time. What that means is it means reality checks you in. You check back into reality. Yet people have things so cushy. But what they need to realize is that things can kill you. Things harm you. Things hurt people. Right? Things make people very sad. You know, who do you emotionally invest in and why? Does it destroy you to emotionally invest into someone who doesn't want to emotionally invest back into yourself? And or does the emotional investment you have into someone not get returned to yourself? Now ask those questions and figure out whether or not you really think it's worth it, what you're doing is good, and or can you put yourself in the position of someone else who does not reciprocate something. It's like seeing an old family member passing away and you can't do anything about it. But the moral here is you sometimes have to let go of the past and change better for the future. And that's the only option. So remember what I've been telling you. Let go of the past, change for the future. Let go of the past, change for the future. Repeat this 10 times every day. Let go of the past, change for the future. Right? These are powerful things to think about. A lot of people, they hold on to too much, including myself. You know, you got to let go of the past and think about the future. Now, you need to relax. At the same time, you need to think to yourself, you know, am I too relaxed? Am I not giving enough? Should I go harder to get more results? Absolutely. There's people who live a life of smoldering success because they bring a smoldering intensity, right? So you have to realize, well, what is your value in how you compose yourself? Are you bringing enough to the table mentally? Are you mentally challenging yourself? Are you mentally growing in a way where you think you're challenging yourself to be even better? You know, these are important things. A lot of people, they live through life and they think and they think and they question and they think and then they just do what others think they should think about. Some people are so unconsciously programmed that they unconsciously do what other people do. A lot of people don't even think about what they think about. Okay, so what this means is that a lot of people don't even rationalize sometimes why they do what they do. They just do it. A lot of people don't even realize the impacts of what they're doing. They just do it. Right? Now, so you see, this is a problem because what happens is that now this is an important podcast because I'm going to explain and elaborate on points that I make. I've made this point throughout the podcast several times on many different episodes. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to do a little run through. So a lot of people, they do what they do and they don't question things. So what happens is it's like the person who lets life go by and never grabs the bull by the horns. Right? They live in a sedentary, so routine lifestyle that nothing ever shakes their ground. In a sense, not necessarily that this is a bad thing, but what I mean by this is I mean they don't ever take something that decides to allow them to branch out in a newer, better direction. Or where they have this improvement take place, right? So a lot of people, they just, in my truck, same emotional response, I'm in this, I'm in that, I don't decide to think about anything else, I don't decide to do something, you know, if you don't impress yourself and surprise yourself each day, you're just not living life right. You know, a lot of people, they just want to live, and they think, you know, this is my life. You know, when you do things and put yourself into a new, out of your comfort zone and into a new zone, you feel good. It's like, you know what, you might have said, oh, I hate golfing, I hate this. But then you try it and you realize you're really good at it. Now, don't you wish you had tried it sooner because you're so good at it? See, this is what I ask you. Okay. See, this is what I want you to ask yourself, right? So, how good are you at something? Why are you so good at it? What can you do to improve on it? Right, you need to ask yourself these questions right here, right? And then you think to yourself, and you think, and you say, well, what's next? And then you say, you need to ask yourself these questions every day. Did you really, truly mean it? Did you really, truly give it your all? Well, this is super important. I need to ask myself these questions every day, just as you need to ask yourself these questions every single day of your life. Did I really, truly mean it? Did I really, truly give it my all? Did you really, truly mean it? Did you really, truly give everything you had to give? It's like I've said before, there is a YouTube video of a young man. It's on YouTube. It was on Facebook, really. I found it actually on Facebook. There's a guy, he's a football player, and he wants to do his exercises, and he's kind of lazy like his friends. He doesn't want to go the distance. He doesn't want to do the training, and so the coach says, okay, you know what? You're going to put this blindfold on. He puts a kid on his back, and the kid says, I can't go this far. I can't go the distance. Okay, whatever. The guy says, okay, you're going to go a short distance then, okay? Blindfolds a kid. The kid puts a kid on his back, and he starts to get into like a crawling position to train to cross the football field with a kid on his back. Now, he's only supposed to go, I think, a quarter of the field. And the coach says to him, keep going one more time, one more shot. Give me everything you got. Give me everything you got. And the guy surprisingly surprises himself, and he gives everything he has, and he blew himself out of the water, and he accomplished what he never thought he could even possibly accomplish in his wildest dreams, because he kept going, and he kept on, he kept focused, he kept on task, he kept on focusing, he kept on learning. You need to learn, be an absolute learning machine. The more you learn, the more you earn. The more you learn, the better you are as a valuable, rational human being with valuable knowledge to share. Now, you want to learn constructive knowledge. Yes, get educated on valuable, practical skills the world has to offer. Absolutely. I think police should be trained in first aid. I think lots of people could use first aid training. I think people need to love humanity more. I think we're too cynical and we secretly hate one another too much. We need to love each other even more than we ever thought possible. We should hug our neighbors, hug strangers. Yes, you know, the human connection is bleak at times, and sometimes human survival pushes you to be past a certain point in humanity where you forget your basic humanity instincts, and or you forget that you're just an emotional creature who needs a hug once in a while too. Anyways, keep your heads up high. Keep yourself motivated. Keep yourself geared to win. Keep yourself ready for success, because success is right around the corner. Ask yourselves again, did you mean it? Did you give it your all, right? So you got to know, was it my best shot? Did I give it my all? Can I give it my all tomorrow? Can I be that much better, that much closer, that much more hungrier for my next challenge to complete for tomorrow? Is my brain still practical enough to absorb and learn. Do not get yourself too tired. Become educated. Educated. Smart people win in life. Smart people win. People are obsessed with technology. I love my iPhone. I love technology. Now you have to ask yourself, is technology too much of my life? And that's today's important question. You need a balance of your family. Sure, technology can be there too. So here's something I need to bring up. Too many young kids invest too much young time into technology, playing their video games and Fortnite. I know a guy, and he was my friend. And he was a friend. I'll tell you this. So he was a friend in my, he was a friend in my hometown, or a home city right now, the one I live in currently. And he loves video games so much that it basically takes over his life. And he forgets relationships. He forgets people. He just does so much video games that it corrodes his head. And he thinks, you know, video games are almost, you know, more important than relationships with people. Now, that's not healthy. That's bad if you don't have a job. It's bad if you can't think that. It's bad if you think that's going to be your escape, and that's going to be your route in life, and that's all you see in 10 years. I asked my friends, like, well, what's the difference between what he is now and in 5 years what he is? Right. See, so, you know, that's the thing. There's really just not a difference, right? So the world's tough, it'll kick you down. You get back up, you go harder next time. You gotta be smart, you gotta be a learner, you gotta be an earner, you gotta be somebody who thinks to himself, well, you know what, I'm valuable, I'm excellent, I'm exceptional, I'm intelligent. Everyone's intelligent. Most people are way more intelligent than they give themselves credit for, and or they're way more intelligent than they ever speak up and decide to act. You need to act intelligent, be intelligent, breed positivity, breed positive, intelligent things to share with other people. Those who are negative surround themselves with their negativity, and they suck others into their own pool and swamp of negativity. It's like, if you hate your life because you're not rich yet, well, don't spoil it for everyone else and make their life crap too. If there's people working hard and trying to make a difference and work better, don't rain on their parade. You get what I'm saying? It's okay to go off and to feel good and to have people who are doing a good thing and working a good job and working hard and getting paid and being blue collar. That's absolutely fine, perfect things that help run and support America and North America as we know it today. Don't be a person who thinks that they have some type of chip on their shoulder that affects the attitude in which they think their need is not a necessity at their workplace in order to act a specific way that does not serve the greater good of their team and their community. And let me tell you, you know, people remember what you say and they remember what you do. It's like everyone knows and remembers what Trump has done and said, you know, so remember your neighbor and or well also, you know, the people around you are also thinking about what you said and you did. Right? You know, and some people they don't think that. But you know what happened. So anyways, take care of yourselves, love yourselves. Be motivated. Don't skip out on life. You know, get the best connection you have. Build good, positive connections. Let me tell you, all the best connections I've ever had in life were really good, positive connections, and it kept on that wavelength. When you feed positivity, people feed positivity right back to you. It's one of the most powerful, profound, secret, hidden tactics people don't know. You give positivity, it will come back, right? If you're investing your time in someone who's negative and there's no value, what value do you bring to the table in the relationship? What value does someone have to offer you? What value do you have to offer them? Now, how society works is when you have value, you can get things from people. People want to do stuff for you when you have value. That's how the social hierarchy works. And or that's how rationally people intelligently function, because in a society where things function intelligently, you got to start to take note and realize how things work, why they work, how can you improve on them. Anyways, I hope those are some good topics and things you can ponder about this week. Keep your heads held high again, folks. Thanks for tuning into the podcast, and I'm signing out. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. It's September 10th, 2021.
2021. Bringing you another episode and hopefully some good content that will help change your life for the better. I do hope to live to inspire others and help others live a better life on their journey. Remember, not all journeys are the same. Not everyone lives the same life. But let me tell you, you want to be the best you can, of course, as I always say, and you want to be giving your best effort and getting your best result. Anyways, so let's get on with today's episode. So I was thinking just a couple of things. Well, not to put anything lightly, but you're either your biggest achievement in terms of what you allow yourself to achieve, or you're your biggest failure. It's just that's it. It's always that, right? So choose to be your biggest achievement. Work on yourself, achieve for yourself, do for yourself, right? And life will become better. You're here to achieve for yourself, not for anyone else. You want to live for yourself and be your best self, right? Like I say. Now, you need to be careful and not let yourself intervene with your own success. It's like my friend says, he says, people are scared of success. People stop themselves from success, whether unconsciously or not. You might prevent yourself from success because you are tricking yourself to not take a successful approach to something that will lead your life in a better direction, right? So a lot of people, they are almost afraid to get the raise, to get more money, to change jobs, to transform themselves. People are scared, and you have to break through fear all the time. I've said it before, I'll say it again, you got to break through fear in life. So but yeah, your success is based on your own drive, and your success is based on your own ability to achieve what you want. Now, as my friend says, people prevent themselves from succeeding. Well, see, the difference is only people think as opportunity. And that's how people should think in terms of whether or not you think you can do something or not, right? It's, you take the opportunity instead of being scared of it. Just view it as an opportunity that you either want or don't want, and hopefully you want it. And that's how you break a barrier down, right? A lot of people, they live in a box, right? And this box is easy to see. It's everyone has a box. Oh, I'm good at this, I'm not good at that. And you create a box, you box yourself. And reality is anyone can train and be good for a marathon. If they train at a marathon, you're gonna eventually get better and better and be able to do a marathon. That's how it works. But you see, people don't aim high. Instead, they aim low. And so they don't achieve what they ideally wanted, right? Now, yes, money plays an important role. And money means you can do stuff. And money means either you can pay for training or schooling. Money will pay for whatever you want, but you need to be dedicated, and that's something completely different, right? It's like the people who show up to work every single day, they end up on top. They end up successful because they put more of themselves into the effort, into the game, right? It's like you ever listen or watch Kobe Bryant, Kobe always knew when he was going to practice. Kobe always knew that he had to practice long, hard hours to be better than everyone else. And the reason why Kobe was so good was because he put in incredible amount of practice hours, and it showed. And on the court, when game time came, he was always ready to play his A game because he had practiced. He wasn't missing shots. So now, you know, right? It's like, well, everyone has the same 24 hours in a day. Some people do the same thing. Some people do different things. Some people do incredible things in the same 24-hour time frame as other people do, right? Like, some people are educators. Some people are educating themselves, you see. And some people, yes, someone was Wayne Gretzky. Someone was Michael Jordan. Now, we think they do incredible things, but the normal human being with a heartbeat and a brain, just like everybody else, and people sell themselves short. You got a brain, 2 feet and a heartbeat, and that gets you far. That gets you real far in life. But when you start to box yourself, you prevent yourself. Now, I'll tell you something that people do, and I'll tell you, quitters are soft. Winners are hard. Okay, I'll tell you, I got this job over March, and I still have this job, and over 10 people came and went, and they couldn't handle it, and I'm still there going strong. And so, sorry about that, but see, the difference is some people put their ego into things too much, and they're too soft because their egos are too sensitive. Now, let me tell you something. You can't have a sensitive ego. Winners don't have a sensitive ego, right? When your ego is sensitive, you ain't gonna win, because you're putting your ego into things when your ego shouldn't be into things. It's like if for example, if you think you're so amazing at something, you prevent yourself from getting better. This is how humanity works. It's so true. You think you're so good, so you quit practicing. You think you're so good, so you stop showing up to practice. You stop putting in the time. You think you're so good, you stop caring. You think you're so good, you get lazy. You think you're so good, you don't even have to do the work. I knew a kid, this young kid I worked with, and he was just like that. He thought he was so awesome. He didn't want to do the work. He got lazy, and he ended up quitting. He quit. He was a quitter. So his own ego, he thought his head was so big, he thought everybody had to kiss his feet. He thought he was irreplaceable. He thought he'd been there so long that he was the best thing there was, and no one was going to beat him in the company, and no one was going to be as good as him in the company. And nobody was beating this kid in the company, and his head was so fat. His head was so fat and filled with absolute idiocracy that, well, eventually I think it sank in, and he ended up quitting. Because he psychologically couldn't handle the sheer fact that there was people outperforming him all the time. And he lied to, it's almost like he lied to himself and lied to people, and he thought no one was going to outperform him. But the truth is that lots of people were outperforming him. And so he couldn't stand to see his own failure in the mirror, right? So he thought to himself, well, what about, and so I don't want to sound like a bully, but I'm giving you the example of what happens when you put your ego first. See, so he was sitting back on his past accomplishments, right? He sat back on his prior accomplishments, and he thought all his prior accomplishments were so grand and so good, no one in the company could touch him. But it was a fallacy. It was a fake, phony, lying story he told himself in his head. He filled his head with rainy clouds. He filled his head. His head was in the clouds, and it was all a lie. Reality is many people can do the same job he does, and we're all replaceable. Even Kobe Bryant is replaceable. You know, that people are replaceable. If you ain't gonna show up and you ain't gonna do something in life, somebody else eventually will. Somebody will take the spot. People are hungry. The world is competitive. Right? You're not necessarily better than someone else. If you're not gonna stay on top of things, you're gonna fall off the mountain. This is how it goes. I used to be really good at playing, doing games as a young guy. I remember I was so good, and it was because I just practiced and practiced, and the better I got. You see, now there's some people who are better because you stop being good at something because you stop doing it. Someone else is going to take your place, and someone else is going to be better. See, this is how it works. So you choose carefully. And as I always say, a great piece of advice is you choose what will make you money. Don't waste things that don't, you know. My one thing that really annoyed me is, I'll tell you, is don't be a toxic person in life. Just don't be a toxic person. I'll tell you. Now, we all have it in us. But I'll tell you, when you're making money, you want to be a good person. And at the same time, as I've seen it, this poor young guy was very toxic, and I think he hated himself deep down, and it was just a sad thing. But he brought it on all himself. And so you can't be somebody who takes best of trying to be a bad person and then try to make something good, right? Whereas once you become a terrible person in front of so many people, you break character and you become terrible, and your mind sidetracks from success and the mission you're on, and then you become toxic. Toxic people create toxicity, and they spread it, and they make others toxic, right? So you deviate from your goal of achieving things, and you become hateful, and you spread hate because someone else is hating you. You hate them, you hate other people, and it's a circle, right? You have to break free mentally, right? Winners are focused on winning and doing. Losers don't think that way. Right, losers hate, winners win. A winning mindset means you're so focused on winning that you're gonna win. Right? You don't let losing quit make you quit. See, some people, they can't handle things and they quit. And or, you know, basketball players are brilliant to watch, because some good basketball players, a good NBA player, like what they do when someone calls them out, right? When someone brings them on, in a sense, like let's say you challenge someone verbally by saying something, right? Like, oh, you can't do this. And then what happens is they develop a, oh yeah, I'll show you attitude, and that helps you win in life. But you got to be careful, because I'll show you attitude is only so good so far, right? But what you need to have is a focused attitude, a positive attitude that says, I'm gonna succeed here, I want to win, I'm gonna shine, it's my time, right? And that's the attitude you need. Now, you see, so some people, they live in the shadow of other people. Now, this is a mistake. You can't have success and live in the shadow of someone else. You can be in someone's shadow and learn from them and learn from their success. Then you step out into the limelight and have your own success. And this is what intelligent winners do. I did this. See, if you're going to sit behind someone else, right, and you're going to take the back seat, so to speak, while they take the front seat. See, the difference is they're in the driver's seat succeeding. They're where you want to be, right? So you want to be there. Anyways, I hope that helps. And be careful, you know. If you can't look yourself in the mirror and you think you're a quitter, like, this is what young people do. It's okay to go from something to something, but when you realize that you're your own biggest enemy, you're quitting. See, the kid was like, oh, the young kid was thinking, oh, I'm gonna move out with his girlfriend or whatever. And, oh, yeah, apparently he did that, but he changed jobs because he couldn't work with the rest of us in his own inferiority, right? So his own inferiority made him psychologically decide to change jobs, because he just was not as good as the rest of the team, right? So that's what happened to him. And so, you know, some people can only go and do things so much before they become in their own head, they kill themselves, or you decide to play. When you're not focused on your own goals for your own success, you develop failure, because, well, what else is there, right? So your mind's already deviating from your goals, and it's procrastinating, and your mind is thinking to do something else, right? You see, the happiest people live for their happiness, and they live for themselves, and live for their own needs and their own goals, and that's what you got to do too. Anyways, what's the difference? Like, I rationalize things. You go to work, you're there for a goal. If you get in your own head, you psych yourself out, right? Like the young kid there got in his own head and thought, oh, well, I have to leave now. When he could have stayed and gotten more money at the job he would have been working at. Instead, he left. So, sad day for him. That's his own poor choice, poor decision. But anyways, you want to make good decisions in life and live successfully. for yourself. See, that's what matters. Okay, so that's what I gotta tell you. Hopefully everyone is doing good and everyone's happy. And take care of yourselves. Be good, stay healthy, be COVID free. I'm outie.
Hey, what's up guys? Welcome back. Gonna bring you an episode. This new episode today will be a quick one, but I will definitely bring you some good insight into what I have been feeling as inspirational to share with you, the listeners, right? So let's get on with it. So I was thinking to myself, and I realized, you know, there is people who absolutely view the world differently, right? So not everyone views the world the same way, right? So when you understand that, how you view the world and how the world is shaped, or how you view it, is how you personally perceive the world. So not everyone has the same insight or foresight into what they perceive the world to be like, right? So people have a different opinion and a different concept, right? So I'm going to tell you two things that are important. Okay, number one, your opinions and your insights can change. Okay, number two, when you reshape your thoughts, then you can have success in your mind. But you have to realize, you know, success, your mind should have a good grip of what reality is, you know, at the same time. So therefore you need to rely on intelligence to try to help you survive, right? A lot of the times people think, you know, they get negative and they think, pity me, woe is me, when in fact they could change the circumstances by thinking and doing. I'll tell you that I've come a long way myself, and I know people who've come a long ways. But as I've said before, people do need mentors, right? And mentors are people who can be of great assistance, right? So when you realize that to be true, then you can realize more of it, right? So that's important, right? There's value in what others can teach you. And it's just as much as people learn from history books, the Bible, which is still taught today in church, was written 2,000 years ago, and the Bible is 2,000 years old, still teaches people. But you know, that's still another story for another day. But at the same time, prevalent in this day and age still. So there you have my point. There's much to be absorbed from what someone can teach you, right? And what they've learned. So the Bible is just a bunch of past stories handed down that someone wants to teach someone else, so they can follow what has been said. So people perceive the world and they think to themselves, well, you know, this is what it is,
this is what it's gonna be, this is what it will be. Now, when people think, a lot of people think in terms of conforming, right? And they think in terms of, well, do I have to have the same thoughts and the same beliefs to follow as someone else? And see, so some people, they think, yes, they think, oh, I gotta have this. People think, oh, I gotta have that. Right, so you never know what people might necessarily think in terms of what you also think, right? See, people need to understand they are powerful individuals, and they have to let their own minds rule them. What this means is, obviously, you know, mentally healthy people, they understand, well, to stay mentally healthy, you need to be a good individual. And in terms of, you have your own state of mind and your own path to choosing where you go, what you do, in your own state of mind. So, but I think a lot of people need to apply themselves even more, because they've applied themselves, but what they've done is they've left out parts that are important. Anyways, what do you think on that? And I will talk to you later.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I hope you're tuning in. I hope to get more listeners, so share with your friends, share with your family, share with anybody you think might need some motivation or an uplifting message to help them get through the day, to get their spirits lifted up. I want to lift up your spirits to be bright and better than they have ever been, or as best as they can be, for sure. You know, I think that your attitude is a very important thing, and today's episode will definitely... I will touch down with why it's important to have a good attitude and an unstoppable urge to get what you want, an unstoppable urge to live the best you can. And either way, you deserve to live good. A lot of people settle for less. I know people who could take more opportunities, and I think everyone has all these opportunities, yet we live in a world where we just live so routine, so repetitive, that we forget that there is fresh new opportunities out there. But at the same time, we also live in a like a hyperactive, hyper-changing world, in the sense where technology is so powerful at your fingertips. You can use it to do anything. You know, you can create your own website, create your own business, You know, you can create, you can do whatever essentially with technology. So anyways, let's touch down on why your attitude's important. So pessimistic people think, oh, this will happen. That matters. And people think to themselves negatively, right? A pessimist is a negative thinking person, right? So people who think, oh, it's a bad day today. It's raining. It's probably going to rain and ruin my day, and I'm going to stay in and do nothing. An optimist will say, well, I got to go out. I'm going to go see my friend. And that's an optimistic outlook for me because I'm going to go see my friend. And that's already going to make me happier than staying home, being alone, and dwelling on the fact that it's raining outside. See, a happy person will say, oh, they'll look at more positive things, and that will deter their mindset. So they're not even focused on the rain, and they don't even notice the rain. You see, two different mindsets, two different outcomes. There's people who focus and think about the positive aspect of what can come from their day, and there's people who focus on the negativity of their day. So, and a lot of other things I'd like to speak about too that are important. Definitely how you want to transcend yourself to becoming the best version of you is definitely something I find important. Now, a lot of people don't realize that you are what you have to help support yourself mentally. So you can't rely on other people. The support of your mom and your dad while you're in college isn't going to be there every day because you're not coming home from school and seeing them. You know, maybe you are, but if the college ain't if the college you're going to is not in your city, then you know odds are you're not. But anyways, point is that look for positive things. Call your parents, talk to them. You know, look for the positive, right? So try to think about, okay, you know, you're on your own in life, right? When you're on your own, you are the most powerful person. Elon Musk hated his father. He said, I'm going to get away from my father. I'm going to live my own life. I'm living by my own means. And he took his brain and he did amazing things with his brain. Self-taught rocket scientist. He did Tesla. He just did everything with his brain, and he succeeded beyond people's wildest expectations. But it's also, you know, he had realistic goals. He just aimed high. Most people think I'm never going to be a rocket space engineer. He said, I am going to be a rocket space engineer. And he picked up books and he self-taught himself. See, that's what it takes, is an unstoppable mindset. And that's what I brought up earlier. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So the only difference between guys like you, me, Elon Musk is different in a way where he said, no, I'm going to learn it. I'm going to do it. And I will do it. And I'll find a way. And that's what he did. And for sure, yes, your brain matters. Your attention span matters. And those things can be improved on. You can improve cognitive performance. You can improve your cognitive health. You can do amazing things to improve your brain. I'll tell you, a lot of people, they live in the past. They think the way their parents... Listen, what your parents taught you 20 years ago when they raised you, or 30 years ago, is still living a long time ago. A lot of people have a lot of old ways of living that are not prime examples of the most superior way you can live. And slowly we're realizing that. And slowly we realize, oh, okay, you know, I can improve my DNA. I can go out and I can get stem cells. I can go out, I can get blood transfusions, I can go out and get hormone therapy. You know, you can do so many things, and some people live in their own world, and they think, you know, and how you live in your own world is important. I think being healthy as you can be is important. I'm against hormone therapy if you cannot find an alternative means. So I think the optimal way, like, people want a band-aid. People just want something to be fixed. So someone finds a short solution to fix something, but that's not necessarily the best way you can do something, right? So you can do things, but a band-aid isn't always going to be the best solution. So here's what I have to say, and here's something that is always good advice. And a lot of people cannot do this. A lot of people don't do this. But winners do this. Winners do this. I'll tell you what it is. So winners have what I like to call an unstoppable mindset, but winners do this. Now, here's a very powerful distinction. So distinctively, there's a massive difference between a negative mindset and a mindset that you surrender to because you know you're not good enough. Now, people never use the later. People never use the mindset, I surrender because I have weaknesses. I surrender because I have an addiction. I surrender, I admit I have a problem, I need to get help. I admit I'm bad at this, I need to improve on it. Now that's something you got to get over. And that's something that will help you improve and be like Elon Musk. You can say, yes, I have a problem reading, but I can only try and improve and get better and better and better until I read better than Elon Musk, until I read better than somebody else. You see, and it's those are the types of people with the types of attitudes and the types of mindsets that do incredible things, because as the story goes, I'm sure we've all heard that story before. That's how things improve for people, to increase the quality of life they have, to increase their odds and their chances of success in life. See, a lot of people, they live in a backseat. I myself was there. And I thought, I'm gonna take less for me. I'm gonna do less, and that's enough. Until I realized, I want more. I want to make some more money. I want to do more with my life. I don't want to be somebody who's saying I'm satisfied with just a little bit. You should think you're better than you are. Now, here's the thing: you have to put in effort, and effort comes from realizing that things take effort. Put pride in your effort. Put some goals in your effort. Think this. Somebody is in a gym right now, bench pressing 700 pounds. Why? Because they put in the effort. The average bodybuilder is like 5'8", 5'9". That's short. But they're the most muscular men, regardless, because they put in the effort. Right? You see, so there's people who just put in the effort and they get amazing results. So I'm telling you, you have it inside you to put in the effort, to go higher, to dream bigger, to dream better, to think, you know what? That's going to be me succeeding and getting the benefits. That's going to be me putting the plan into action. That's going to be me at the top of the mountain. That's going to be me. You need to think these things. You have to think these things for yourself. I remember when I was younger, I put in so much time. I put in so much focus. I put in so much dedication into things I liked, that I was so good at what I liked to do. I was better than other people because I had practiced and foreseen the outcome so much more than other people had. I practiced and practiced at things. I put time and energy. I got good results. Now, you can do that with anything in life. Whether it's fixing cars, whether it's investing in stocks, whether it's designing a video game, whether it's streaming, whether it's sports, whatever it is. The more you focus, the better you're going to get as results for yourself. Right? The more you learn to talk to people of good influence, who can tell you things. That's another powerful thing. I know, here's a great tidbit I haven't shared on the podcast, but in a sense, I've said it in a way, and I'm going to say this exactly how I want to say it. Find those who are better than you to influence you, and or be around the people, as I've said, of great influence, and talk to them. Talk to them, and they're going to have a story similar to what your story might be, or they're going to say something like, well, I put in the practice, and that's what made me good. Kobe Bryant says the only reason why Kobe Bryant was so good is because he practiced 4 hours a day, and he got up extremely early to shoot hoops and practice. So he was up earlier than everyone else because he was up earlier than everyone else, he got better results because no one had the advantage of time it took for him to practice and hit the court and slam hoops and dribble. He was just that much better because he's spending that much more time focusing on how he's got to have his game. His game is in his mind, right? His game is in his mind. He knows how fast he can go. He knows how fast he can travel. So he's doing things that other guys, you know, other guys are fitting in. They see themselves as taking a place. When you have to not do that, you have to go so hard and be so good. There is no other place, but you are setting the bar as the standard of the best of the best. You have to set the bar so high that you are the absolute best. There's no one better than you because you've set the bar so high. No one can jump as high as you. No one can do the things you can do because you're just plain and simple the best it gets. And that's the attitude you need in life, right? Someone's going to be the best doctor. Someone's going to be the best surgeon. Someone's going to be so good. And these are things that will always help pan out in your favor. You don't want to be the worst doctor. You don't want to be the worst reckless lazy surgeon. You know, the world doesn't need that. At the same time, you know, when you're bad at stuff, people want the good, right? Now, reality is your mindset is what's important. And some people, they lose track of things in their head. And I myself have done that. You lose track of why you do what you do. And you have to realize, to stay good at something, you have to realize you're staying on top every time you do it as good as you can do it. And every time you're doing it really good, it matters. It matters that you're applying the process. You know, some people, they have no dreams. Some people have very little to look forward to. And some people, they gear their minds where their vision is so bright and so clear that they do whatever they want in life. You want the later. So clear your vision, brighten your future. Make the vision you have for yourself as clear as you possibly can and go get after it. Make the connection. Speak with people who are serious about success. Speak with people who are serious about really doing what they do. And speak to people who get phenomenal results. And all of those things will make you better and give you confidence. I remember I gained confidence being around people who are smarter than me, being around people who are better than me. And it's just as my buddy says, and I say, and it's absolutely true, and you'll hear other people say it, and you'll hear great speakers say it, and the great speakers say, you know, you don't want to be the smartest man in the room, you don't want to be the least knowledgeable man in the room, but you want to be the man in the room, or the woman in the room, that is hungry to learn more. And the reason is, the psychology is, when you're hungry to learn more, you do better, and you learn even more than the guy who knows the most. And you're hungry, you're thirstier to absorb the knowledge. Right? And that's where you want to be. You want to be thirsty and hungry to absorb the knowledge. And that is a great psychological mantra. A great psychological, I want to say, means to live by. Because a means is powerful. A phrase is not as always good to say, but when you describe something, you want it to have meaning, right? So you always want to be the person in the room who has to learn something. Don't think you know everything, because a know-it-all doesn't always know it all. And let me tell you, you can always be learning and improving things. And it's like I say, I'll say this, and I know there's people who are very smart, and there's people who know more than other people. There's people who know more about the Chinese language in China than I do, because I don't live in China. I don't speak Chinese. There's probably many people in Canada or in America that feel and know the same way. They don't speak Chinese either. That's not their native tongue to their country, right? Chinese is not what English people speak. Now, the reason why I say this and the reason why I say it the way I say it is because there's more time to grow and to go to China, learn Chinese, go somewhere, go travel, go learn, go experience, go increase your knowledge. You know, there's people who can learn 5 languages. There's people who can learn 10 languages. There's people who can learn 20 languages, right? So you're not as smart as someone who knows more languages. Go and experience, share, socialize in life. Being a social person. I'll tell you, I kick myself in the pants every day I don't socialize. And I need to socialize more and more. You need to socialize with everybody. Because everyone's got something to teach you. You should think that. People can teach you a lot of things, right? Go socialize. Go be with people who can teach you something. So you can improve and you can come back with more knowledge. Now, and I'll tell you this. Do the research yourself, right? A lot of people, they live in a basic box. And what that means is basic box is everything's cut out. Oh, I'm going to have the same cereal every day for breakfast, or I'm going to do the same thing every day, and I don't question anything, and I don't look for any improvement, and I don't think the world is going to be any better for me the next day because it's the same predictable, sustainable path I've been on for a long time. Now, that might seem very familiar to a lot of people, but the truth is, you don't see change until it's made. Until you step outside of that box and you think, I'm going to see and test and do and try something new, you're in that box. And that box is boxing you with the 6 walls around it, a floor, ceiling, and 4 walls. So you want to try to extend past, you know, go travel, go to another country. Go really experience something that's going to change your perspective, change your life. I'll tell you this. People who travel have a better perspective on life. Why? Because they've been somewhere else. They can appreciate where they came from even more. Because after you go somewhere and realize stuff, you can then come back and you can see to yourself and say to yourself, oh, okay, well, I can go figure this out because I've been here. You've been there. It gives you perspective. It gives you a way to think about, wow, where you came from is pretty good or interesting. Or you might think where you came from could be improved. And at least you can have an idea of, how do I make my life better? How do I make others' lives better? You can go and you can try and you can think, maybe there's a possibility I can do something. There might be a possibility something can happen. You can think in new ways when you explore the unknown. That's basically exactly what I'm saying. Okay. You learn to think in new ways when you explore the unknown. You never know what's on this other side of the door until you open it and go to the other side of the door. That's the metaphor. Hope you understand. I hope I made your day better. I hope you learn to succeed and be the best you can in life. Anyways, thank you very much. Have a good day, guys. Tune into the next podcast. Like I said, share. And enjoy the next episode. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I haven't made an episode in a while, but I'm definitely going to be bringing you guys some content. I've been busy working, living my life. You know, I'm a regular guy, but I still make the podcast. I still find time to reach out to people and give them some motivation, some inspiration, and definitely, you know, some good advice to entice their life in a better way. You know, how's that sound, right? So people who live and get results are the ones who can have gratitude because they went out, they did it, they made a change in life, and or they progressed to a certain point where they're they're happy enough to see themselves succeed. Now, anyways, today, I was just thinking to myself, and I thought I had a lot of good things to say and share on the podcast. So, I thought about what I could say to bring value to the podcast, right? So now, I was thinking, you know, what makes a successful person, right? What makes a good person, you know? How do those two things interact? Well, a successful person and a good person are very useful to be both. So you as a person, man or woman, doesn't matter. If you are a good person, you stay on the good side of things. You don't get into trouble. You stay on a safe path. You stay on a better scale, right? Because that's what good is. So you're making good choices. You're making intelligent, safe choices. You're not breaking the law. You're not finding things to get you in trouble, right? So now, here's another thing. So, you want to be able to take pride in being a good person. Like, how do you stay so good? What's the secret? That's what I wanted to share today. And the truth is that in order to stay a good person, you have to take a little bit of pride in doing things that are good. It's like this. It's like saying, well, you know, it's easy to be a bad person. It's easy to take a bad route. You know, it's easy to steal or to hate on people. Maybe, you know, that those are bad things. The thing is that those don't serve you in your purpose, and then they don't help you on a straight, narrow path. So some youth needs to learn this, like youth, and this is still the same thing. I made this podcast, I think it was years ago, and it's still the same result. So my podcast helps youth, right? The youth need to hear it, because you young people are the ones that make mistakes and make problems for themselves, and that's okay. But at the same time, that's where I think youth should be very focused and not breaking the law and building a habit while they're young, because you know it's good to be comfortable in your own skin. At the same time, there's a lot of trouble you can make for yourself. And you don't want to make yourself trouble, because that doesn't lead to you living a better, successful life. What leads to a better, successful life is creating a safer path, one that's got less resistance, one that is clearer to see to the inevitable end. You know what I mean? It's like saying, well, I can wake up, I can choose to do this, I'll get this result, I'll do that, I'll have this result. And those things are important, right? So you don't want to have things getting in your way, right? You don't want to be causing problems and having things pop up that are not going to help you, right? So, you know, you need to have things that are going to bring yourself up, help yourself succeed. Now, you know, I'll tell you this. Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, but you know, people sometimes they have patterns of behavior and a wave of behavior. Now, what happens is people behave a certain way, things are going good, they take it for granted. And they start breaking more rules, and then things get even worse. What happens is that doesn't cause for a successful means of operating through their life, because what happens is you take for granted all the pride and or the work you've done to maintaining a good, safe life. So you do that, and then you throw it away because you did something dumb. Now, you don't want to do that. You want to stay clean, stay fresh, stay well behaved, because those are things that are going to help you. Now, I'll tell you one thing I always say. You know, you want to respect police, respect the law. Okay, respect the law. A mature individual respects the law. A mature individual respects rules. Okay, a successful person plays by the rules, and no one can beat a successful person, because you play by the rules. You don't have anything bad that's going to affect you to where you aren't losing out because of what you chose to do. So essentially, you want to choose to make good choices. Now, you know, even for me, I think, you know, embracing living in the now, you might make bad choices. You might regret what you do. You know, so essentially, smarter people, they make more calculating decisions, you want to have something. You need to plan out and pan out what that's going to look like in order to get there. And that's the secret to life. How do you get what you want in life? Well, you have to figure out the practical steps. You have to figure out the steps how to achieve where you want to go, what you want to do, allow yourself to develop towards. You know, so think about that. Take a little pride in being a good person. I try to do that too. I think you have to get in that habit and be on track, because what happens is that it's not easy to be, you know, you're going to look back in regret and say, the only person you have to blame is you. You defeated yourself for allowing yourself to step outside of your successful path, and you destroyed it by breaking the law, by screwing up, by, you know, by ruining relationships with people, by, you know, maybe you did something in that regard that made you, made a major life turn in your life. Now, you know, I'll say this, you know, embrace your talents, harness your talent, you know, amaze people for sure. There's nothing wrong with that. But remember, you know, your success is also defined by all the effort you put into it. So, you know, you have to start thinking and analyzing, okay, well, how did that come to happen for me? Why am I here? How did I get here? You know, then you got to start thinking, okay, well, what can I do in order to achieve something next? What can I do in order to have something else happen that's going to allow me to get to another level? You know, so I think those are important things, because you need to see constant improvement, and that's absolutely fine. And that's actually part of the trick. Seek constant improvement so your mind is distracted from not doing things that are gonna cause you problems and cause your life to be worse. So that's part of the secret. The secret is okay, well, you know, stay on a clean path, a good path. Remember, take pride. You know, how are some people so good all the time? I look back, I'm like, how is that, you know, I don't have the, you know, I'm not always feeling like I need to be, you know, I am a good person. I stay doing good things, but everybody feels certain times like, you know, you what happens is you don't want people that are sick and twisted and who turn against you. Now that's part of the problem. And it's exactly it. It's toxic people who try to fight a war with you. And then you now say, okay, it's on. I'm going to fight the war against you. And that makes you a worse person, because everything you're fighting for to stay as a good person gets thrown out the window because some person is trying to agitate and instigate a fight with you. And it makes everything you've worked for to be a good person, you throw it away because someone is so toxic and destructive that they don't have a brain in order to process how to live peacefully and how to live successfully. And it's the same goes as like Putin, as Russia right now. Same thing with Russia and Putin. The guy wants to be toxic and the guy wants to kill, eliminate, and destroy humanity and society for Ukraine. Now that's really sad. Nobody was attacking Russia. Russia, no one's still attacking Russia. The guy's bulldozing, the guy's taking tanks, using his army and you know, running and destroying Ukraine, the city. They're ripping malls apart. You know, it's sad, but it's just because someone's so toxic, they'd rather choose chaos and death over life. So remember when I say that. And do I sound extreme when I give that advice? Well, absolutely not, because look how far it leads to. There's even death. There's death that occurs across America because someone was too toxic, and instead of choosing a loving, helpful, kind approach, they chose a destructive, hateful path, and that led to a worse outcome for them, and it led to people retaliating in the same aspect, and that's how things come to happen. You know, so anyways, that's it for today, folks. Hopefully you're living your life, you know, stay in the news, stay in the now, stay up to date with things that are going to help you in your life, and stay up to date with my podcast. I'll be bringing new episodes shortly. Thank you very much for tuning in. Share with your friends, your family, with anybody you think who might like to listen, and you all take care, respect, love yourself first, and definitely seek improvement, for life is one big planet to improve on. Anyways, thank you very much.